For a couple of weeks now, Ted Cruz has been billed as the first official presidential candidate for 2016. Well, turns out that's not true. He's number 194. NPR's Miles Parks reports on some of the otherwise unknown Americans who've already entered the race.
To reach presidential candidate Ryan Shepard, I called the brewery he works at in Rochester, New York. A nice lady named Patty answered the phone and told me she'd get in touch with Ryan. Within minutes, he called from his SUV to chat about his upcoming campaign.
You know, people can complain about the government all they want, but you see very few people actually attempting to do anything.
Shepard is 40. He tends bar in Rochester and also studies creative writing at a nearby university. According to the Federal Election Commission, Shepard became a U.S. presidential candidate just 2 days after Ted Cruz did. Cruz got 13,000 retweets when he announced on Twitter. Shepard shared a photo announcing his campaign on Facebook and got 8 likes. So is it that easy for a normal guy to become an official presidential candidate? I asked Shepard exactly how long it took him to register.
I want to say 4 minutes.
All you have to do is fill out a one-page form called the FEC Form 2. More than 200 others across the country have also filed to run for the Oval Office. The majority are men and either Republican or Independent. Sure, some of the applications are obvious pranks. Sidney's Buttocks officially filed on March 3rd. But others are very serious. Mark Feldman is a Libertarian candidate who registered in January. While he isn't a household name, he's also not completely new to the campaign trail. Feldman ran for attorney general in his home state of Ohio in 2010 and garnered more than 100,000 votes. His priority, he says, balancing the United States budget on day one. And he isn't going to accept campaign donations of more than $5 apiece.
I think that raising $1 billion and spending $1 billion to run a presidential campaign is wrong.
Despite big hopes, the chances of candidates like Feldman or Shepard making even the smallest splash are slim or worse. Here's Tyler Johnson, an assistant professor of political science at the University of Oklahoma.
Who knows how they're even going to get people to work for them, to go out into the field and spread their gospel. They have so many deficits that it's, I would say, impossible for any of those individuals to have a serious shot.
That doesn't mean they won't try. More than 15 others have filed to run since Shepard officially became a candidate in late March. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.